From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The deputy chief of police in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, has been arrested for a lack of security after one person was killed and scores injured in a grenade attack on Saturday at a rally by Ethiopia's prime minister. The attack was launched just moments after the 41-year-old Abiy Ahmed, a former soldier, finished his speech to tens of thousands of people gathered in the center of Addis Ababa. Addressing the nation on television shortly after the blast and still wearing a green T-shirt he was handed at the rally, Abiy said the attack was an attempt by forces who do not want to see Ethiopia united. He said anti-peace forces who attempted today to obscure our joy, love, and eradicate our unity, you have not succeeded. Ethiopia has stretched her hands for peace, forgiveness, and unity and won't fold them up. Health officials say at least 157 people were injured. Eritrea, which has long been at loggerheads with Ethiopia over a border dispute, condemned the incident, as did the European Union and the United States. Meanwhile, Zimbabwe's President Emmerson Mnangagwa survived an explosion at a rally in Bulawayo. The president said on Saturday an explosion at a stadium where he was addressing a political rally was a cowardly act that would not prevent the country from holding free and peaceful elections next month. The president was in Bulawayo for a rally for his ZANU-PF party ahead of the vote July 30th. State TV reports at least two people, including a vice president, were injured. Mr. Mnangagwa came to power last November by ousting former President Robert Mugabe. This is VOA.